This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the go, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. How do you like a little poetry? Ooh-wee.
You're a poet and you don't know it.
Yeah, I know, and it's a good thing. 8th of August is upon us. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner working through the... We're eliminating truth decay as much as possible here. The elements of what's going on, how it's going on, how it affects you. Here's some good news that actually you ought to think about. There's a study out now that suggests that underripe bananas may lower the risk of any number of cancers. This has been going on for apparently like 20 years, Jay, and the info has produced some pretty intriguing results regarding what they call resistant starches. You want to know what a resistant starch is, right?
Pasta.
No, not quite. It's a digestion-resistant molecule present in a lot of foods, oats, peas, beans, underripe bananas, and it looks like it's a natural preventative against a range, especially of hereditary cancers.
Mm-hmm. Especially on the GI tract, which is typically harder to diagnose because it coincides the symptoms with so many other ailments that by the time it is diagnosed, it's later stage.
So, do you eat a lot of bananas? Do you eat any bananas?
No, I can't stand bananas.
Really?
I try to hide them in smoothies every now and then just because I know they're so good for you, but I have a lump in my throat even just imagining a banana.
Really?
I do not like the taste.
I don't know that I like them or I don't like them, but I know that they're good for you. And I oftentimes, unless something's
so
really
good
repellent,
for you.
Mm-hmm. I'll eat bananas. I give Daisy banana good fiber, right? And it's also apparently, this is something that's new, it really is very helpful for us to know. Having turmeric in your system is also a great way to resist any cancers. The Indian, it's an Indian spice. Yes, it is, right? Isn't it a spice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turmeric is so good.
Yeah. Yep. So I take a turmeric every day. I give Daisy a little one because it's great. Also, aspirins are good, whether you know it or you don't know it, for your GI tract. I'll never forget, and I hope this doesn't sound like too much information, but I'm going to pass it along anyway for what it's worth. I remember the first time when I was 50, I had a colonoscopy, because at the time everybody says, yep, got to have one every 5 years or whatever it is. Now I think they've made it 10 years, but at any rate, the first one I had when I came out, because they put you under. Although somebody told me yesterday that they had a colonoscopy and they were awake for it. Ooh wee. Ah, nope.
That does not sound remotely fun.
No.
To be awake for that.
No. Well, they're sticking a television. This is basically what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. In case you don't know, they stick a television, a small little television scope, up your butt, and they said they're messing around looking inside your colon to see if you have any polyps. I remember when they found some on Ronald Reagan, and a couple of them were cancerous. They took them out. Bing, bang, boom. And that's what they're looking for, that sort of thing. Because colon cancer is, because of our diets, becoming more and more prevalent. The more crap you eat, the more likely you are, especially if there's cancer in the colon in your family, you're cruising for a bruising by eating that way. So at any rate, the idea is to, be smart. Have a banana. Yes, we'll have some bananas. Okay, the new bill that was passed by The Senate over the weekend, $359 billion to clean up so that we live in a zero emissions world. Won't that be swell? I actually would love that, and so would most everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Is it happening? Not going to happen right away because there aren't the tools. We're a little ahead of the game. Did you see? I think we talked about this. No, I posted it on my Facebook page. That's what I did. Over the weekend, a person that lives fairly close to me, I had a Tesla and was plugged in the driveway. Somehow, however, the battery short-circuited. The car burst in. The car actually exploded. If you go, Jay, to my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see I don't put any stuff in there. Some people keep trying to feed me, people who are listeners to the program who also are my friends on my personal Facebook page. Please don't waste your time sending me political stuff or things that are angry, because I will delete them as soon as you send them to me. I don't want that. You can do it on the Good Day Program's website if you want. Jay's the arbiter of that. If she likes it, fine. She'll leave it there. If she doesn't, she'll delete it. But please stop wasting your time sending me things. If you knew anything about my Facebook page, you know that I am very neutral. I don't want any political stuff there. I want family, friends. I have posted a number of pictures of butterflies and flowers this weekend because I think they sort of set the tone for what I hope our world is going to be like. Peaceful, quiet. Let's have more of that. And, yeah, would I love to live in a zero-emissions world? Absolutely. Is it practical for everybody to go buy a car that's electric? No. As demonstrated by the picture. Jay, did you find the picture? The picture.
No, I'm trying. Facebook seems to have crashed, so that's.
Oh, fine. And that's well. Well, anyway, the economic potential, though, this bill, this $329 billion, it is going to help. There are a lot of jobs here as we transition to what many hope is going to be a renewable energy future. But the so-called green jobs, the green job market. Some of the jobs are premature, as buying an electric car is premature, I think. I would love to think we're going to go this way pretty soon, but for the time being, we got oil, we got gas, we have all kinds of things that come from the ground. We also have wood. The wood, the business for this winter, I don't know what it's like where you are, Jay, but a cord of wood around me is selling for $450, and some places more expensive wood because people don't want to pay for oil. So if you have the opportunity to have a wood stove in your house, maybe you got fireplaces.
And a lot of people still have those, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of yards with wood already chopped up.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole operation in my farm. I have a whole wood lot, and we have, I think it was 500 cords that are already cut and ready to go. But I know last year it was like $300 a cord. This year it's $400 to $450 a cord. Unga bunga. that's pretty expensive. Anyway, let's get to, do we have to wait time? 14 after the hour. I want to get to Ms. Griner in a moment if we can. So we'll talk about her fate. Brittany Griner, up next here on Good Day.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on place.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto. You're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
All right, let's get to some interesting things going on with Miss Griner. Aces coach Becky Hammon, former Russian Olympian, called for Russian President Putin to release Brittany Griner. That's going to affect him about as much as me saying to Putin, let's release Brittany Griner. He's not listening to anybody, doesn't care.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, come on.
Good for her for speaking out, especially because she is a former Russian Olympian and she is a head coach in the WNBA. But the whole thing of imploring him to, quote-unquote, do the right thing, does he even know what that is?
That's an interesting question, isn't it, huh? Okay, so here's somebody who sent me a way of looking at this. Is an older gentleman who listens to this program. I don't know that I need to give you his name or not. I don't think it's that important, but it is a letter that addresses the situation. Again, this is from a Vietnam veteran, so he would be about my age. And there are lots of different ways of looking at all this stuff, and age is one of the factors. Dear Ms. Griner, we hope this letter finds you in good health. We understand you're having some rough times. I belong to a group of Vietnam combat veterans, live in North Carolina. Our average age is around 70. We call ourselves the Bunker Boys. We spent a lot of time living in rat and snake-infested holes, known as bunkers, in Vietnam. When we were not in the bunkers, we were crawling through the jungle. We were shot at. And we were at this point in time, all of us have decided that we want to tell you that the only thing that we may have in common with you is that we too were drafted. I thought that was an interesting line. We noticed you were drafted number one in the WNBA a couple of years ago. Since we were all drafted, we thought we might let you know what it's like when we were drafted. Unlike you, most of us didn't have college. The people of the United States drafted us. We consisted of all colors, religions, personal beliefs. We had no choice. We didn't play for the team we wanted to. We played for the Army. We were sent halfway around the world to fight and kill people we didn't know in a place we never heard of. We were paid $24 a day. We were required to work 24 hours a day, so we got a dollar an hour. When we got back home, most of us were treated very badly by our fellow Americans. We were spit on. We were hit by bottles and rocks. We didn't complain. We continued on with life. We fought for our family, for our country, and we paid attention to things that were written by and focused on people. We had poems. We had anthems that were aimed at helping us to get beyond where we were. For a veteran, all of this that's going on now is a reminder. Many of us have given our lives so the rest of us can be free. We found in our research that you requested the national anthem not be played at your sporting events. We find that odd that now you're requesting the citizens of the United States to pay for your release from a jail in Russia. We, the taxpayers, are paying for all the diplomats who are working on your release. Our government told you and the Russians to leave. The government told you and other Americans to leave Russia after the invasion of the Ukraine. You didn't. You stayed there. You had things that were illegal, so you have to play by the rules of the land. And the letter kind of goes on, but you get the gist of it. Anyway, interesting thoughts. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know the cancer is there. As to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 at the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for celebrity focus, social media, trending items. And because Brad Pitt was in the number one movie over the weekend, not surprising that there's some commentary about what he's been wearing lately. And we'll get to that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Let's get to what's going on with Brad Pitt. He and Sandra Bullock and some other pals in this movie, The Bullet Train, over the weekend. And so he's had a lot of interviews, as you can imagine, Jay. And one interviewer wanted to know why he's wearing a skirt. And his response, quote, "We're all going to die with temperatures soaring across Europe and across America. He's decided to wear light items, airy linen skirts."
He was trying to be comfortable.
Right. August started when he was on a red carpet as the movie premiered in Germany. Right? And can you imagine? Well, you can. Do you wear skirts at all?
Yeah. I'm more of a dress person than a skirt and top, but yeah. It's nice.
I've never worn a skirt. Yeah, I don't know. I'm wearing a skirt. So let's mess it up, Pitt says.
Well, remember once upon a time when women couldn't wear pants? Who was it? Marlene Dietrich, who was arrested getting off a train in pants in France, I want to say.
Yeah, and she was. This is not the correct term, obviously, or politically correct, but she was a woman's liver before there was women's lib, as I recall. She had lots of affairs, starting with John Wayne. Pretty much everybody that she ever was, she was on a movie with, in a movie with, she had an affair with them, and she would say freely, "I wanted to experience sex with as many men as possible to see what it was like." So, you know, that was in what, the 1950s, 40s and 50s? There weren't a lot of people who were were talking about it that way at that time, but, you know, to each his own. So, and she was not American-born anyway. Well, you wonder whether the fact that she was German by birth, did that affect what her attitudes were in terms of being socially liberal? Or just being free. Some women would call it being free. And so, and by the way, under the circumstances, men have been living that way. How many actors in Hollywood have scorecards of all the women that they were in movies with or worked with?
And nobody bats an eye.
No, but she does it, and it becomes a big deal. So, anyway, food for thought, as we have plenty of that here on the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Paid for by Gov. Mint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When America put Democrats in charge of American politics, they did so in a time of economic prosperity. That is since long gone in favor of recession and out-of-control prices. With the Inflation Reduction Act heading to Congress for final approval, Larry Summers was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and says it's all good on Newsy.
This is going to make our economy better while at the same time contributing, albeit in a small way, to a reduction in inflation.
The Feds meet this week and are expected to raise interest rates to help curb the recession. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire in Gaza began Sunday at 11:30 p.m. local time. Egyptian, Israeli, and Islamic Jihad officials said so far the peace has held after 3 days of fierce bloodshed. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
With the massive Democrats' partisan spending bill getting absolutely zero support from Republicans, the bill now heads over to the House for approval. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, she says she will vote no because there isn't a no button.
But look, we're all paying for this. You know, the Democrats just passed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Guess who pays for all this? We do. And now we're investing in green energy instead of at the border. We've got 87,000 new IRS agents to come after the middle and lower income taxpayers because the big guys in private equity got a break. They got a tax break. And so who's going to pay for these migrants? Who's going to pay for this green energy? All these new migrants, by the way, not only are they in sanctuary cities where these cities are technically violating federal law, they're going to be on the energy grid, and we're already seeing brownouts in upstate New York and all across this country because we need to invest in energy. We need to understand it has to be reliable.
The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department has released images of a vehicle that is suspected to have been used as a getaway car in the recent murders of four Muslim men, a black Volkswagen Jetta or Passat. Ahmad Assad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is really a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families. It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
You're going to have to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know.
Like, oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
Fairy Godmother.
Oh, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye-Bye. What?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So think about what it is as you go through your day today. Think about what you're afraid of and what can you do to mitigate that fear, right? There are a lot of people who are just afraid of all kinds of things. I think about, once again, youngsters on my farm. They come to visit. The reason I have the farm open is so they will not be afraid of big animals like cows.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking earlier, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, about bringing a family. There was a father and mother and three children, a boy and two girls, came to the farm yesterday, and they loved the cows. The cows happened to be up getting water in the feedlot, and so the girls and boys went down to the cows, and they talked to the cows. And I happened to be walking over there. I said, you want to go in to the pasture? You want to walk over and talk to the cows? Because I'm very secure in knowing that the cows will not hurt them. So the kids all said, yeah, and the parents were fine. So I brought them inside, and the cows came over, and they were able to pat them. and they were walking around in the cow manure that's part of, you know, in the feedlot, the cows are eating, and they're pooping. And so the kids had their... The boy had on his little sneakers, and the mother and father were fine with all this. They were great with the experience, and that's what I love to see, because they're, you know, they want their children, I don't know whether they're consciously thinking this way, but the idea of not being afraid of things because they're big or because they look scary. Now, sometimes there's a reason to be afraid of snakes, alligators. It's hard to find a tame alligator anywhere, mm-hmm. or tigers as well.
Wasps.
There's a story. What'd you say, Jay?
Wasps.
Yeah, wasps. Who likes a wasp? Nobody likes wasps. Tigers in Nepal apparently are coming back from extinction. Some good news today. A 190% increase in the population in the last 5, 6, 7 years. Nepal has nearly tripled the number of tigers, according to the results of the National Tiger and Prey Survey. And 190% increase, that's pretty substantial, especially since a lot of people were yelling and screaming about habitat and what the hunters... The worst, the thing that was more a problem to these tigers than anything else were poachers, who would go in, and this happens all over the world, especially in Africa, India, places in Asia where there isn't supervision, China as well, and parts of their the Manchurian area.
Yeah, the trophy hunters, where it's not even like you're doing anything and using up the entire animal with the meat and the bones and the fur or anything.
Cut their head off and put it on your wall.
Purely trophy.
Right. Those people should be shot, as far as I'm concerned. When I see some idiot who's smiling with his gun, standing over a tiger or an elephant or anything in the wild, a rhinoceros, they disgust me. Hunting disgusts me, frankly. I see no reason. That's me. You can, again, what are you talking about? It's a good American thing. There's no sport in shooting at somebody or something like a deer. They don't have a gun. They're not going to shoot back at you. So how is that sport? Sport, it would seem to me, requires an equality. When you're playing baseball, there are two teams that are supposedly equally matched, right? If you're wrestling with somebody, you're supposedly equally matched. But how is a deer in a forest a match for a guy with a gun? Does that make any sense to anybody?
Sure, I know it does.
Yeah, for the hunters, sure. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a fan of it. I have friends that are hunters, and one of them is a deer hunter. He does hunt deer, but he uses up every single thing, and the parts of the animal that he himself cannot use, he donates to other people who can use it.
Okay.
For me personally, I feel like, well, that makes it a little better than just the people who are like, let me just kill it because I am man.
Yeah, right. Ridiculous. Hunters swarming the Florida Everglades. It's the annual Python Challenge. Good luck to you guys.
This one seems very necessary, though.
Yeah, right. There aren't many mammals in the Everglades. The invasive species, the Burmese pythons, are eating them all up. So to combat that problem, the snake hunters come into Florida every year for the Python Challenge. It's created by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. Started about 10 years ago. So the national professional python hunter named Amy, is it Suisse? Something like that. Mm-hmm. She said, I love snakes. I hate that we have to do this, but they're invasive in changing the entire ecosystem. Right? You've never been to Guam. I'll tell you, those of you who are listening in Guam on K57, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been over there twice. Radio station has been carrying this program for decades, so I've been invited. And when I went over, first thing I saw was snakes hanging from the telephone poles, from the wires. There's snakes everywhere.
Are they the poisonous ones or like the big ones? Or are they just kind of like, gardener snake?
What the heck is now? You've got me thinking about it. I don't know. I'll think about it. It's something similar to that. At any rate, garter.
Garter snake,
garter snakes. Yeah. Anyway, so back to Florida and what they're doing. There are lots of people You know what, the pet people, the pet stores, these people that run these pet stores, man, they should talk about being put out of business.
Yeah, or the people who help support them, who go and buy things, and then they're like, oh, wait, this creature gets bigger, it grows.
Right,
because
and then they let them loose.
That works.
Yeah, yeah, flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
That's always a
genius. Or just toss them outside.
Yeah, genius, right? So anyway, 850 people have signed up. What do they do with these snakes? Do they eat them? They pay $25 registration fee to go hunt the pythons.
And whoever whoever brings home the most wins $2,500.
Right. They killed 200 pythons last year. That hardly puts a dent. I'm sure that there are tens of thousands of pythons all over the place down there. And some of them are so big they can strangle a pig. So think about it. I think the alligators, if they can catch them, they eat them. Right? I think that's what goes on. But they're not very fast, and the snakes are fast. Yeah, this is one time you say, yeah, go get them. Down Alligator Alley. But the pythons, even though they don't have poison, they're not venomous, they have hundreds of teeth that are razor sharp. They're very dangerous. Very. And so they use those teeth to get at whatever they can eat. Listen, they don't know any better. That's what they do. But that doesn't mean you have to like it. At any rate, so there's the latest from Florida, Unga Bunga. I want to talk about Mayor Max. What happened? Do you remember Mayor Max? If you don't, I'll tell you the story. We're also going to talk about Ukraine as we continue here on Good Day.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, let's talk about creativity here for a moment. How creative were the people who live in Idlewild, California, when they got Max to run for mayor last year, and he won?
As he should.
Yes.
Max was Mighty Dog Mueller II.
Yep. He was a very friendly golden retriever. He was all around town. He took office. Actually, he'd been in and out of office since 2013. There had been all kinds of articles written about it. It was just kind of cool. Everybody that came to town wanted a selfie with Mayor Max. Right. Okay. So, 9 years old, gets sick. He looked kind of old. I remember seeing the first pictures of him. But he spent most of his adult life as the mayor of Idlewild. He has died over the weekend, apparently. The folks there are grieving. They don't know who's going to be the next mayor. Max's owner, Phyllis Muller, who also served as his chief of staff, apparently she was the assistant mayor, she said, "I thought he had a wonderful life. I know he loved going to work so much. which is what we call going out to see and visit with people in the community. So a passing. I remember when he was elected. That was a great story. 45, 46 after the hour. Not so great. What's going on in Ukraine? And a different approach, if you will. What's going on? Why are we involved in this war? A lot of people are beginning to ask, with all the money that we have been spending over there, who's benefiting? Well, our old friends in the military-industrial complex are the ones who are benefiting most. Apparently, also, Ukraine, for the last 20, 30 years, has been recognized as, if not one, perhaps the most corrupt nation in Europe. And that's what the Russians have done. The Russians are as corrupt as Ukrainians. It seems in that Eastern European mentality, corruption is what's king. Anyway, so the fact that Zelensky is a hero, there are a lot of people who think he's not a hero. And one of them is Senator Rand Paul, and also Tulsi Gabbard, one's a Republican, the other's a Democrat. But there are a lot of people who are looking into where American dollars are going, all the American taxpayer money, where's it going? And apparently Zelensky behind the scenes is trying to silence anybody who questions what he's doing with the funds. Now, I don't know how he can do that other than talking to other American politicians. You know, there have been a lot of politicians that have gone over there, kind of like Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. A bunch of them have gone over to see Zelensky. Talk to him, talk to his wife. She's been here. Please help us, yada, yada. But where are the weapons? We keep sending weapons over there, and they seem to disappear as quickly as they get over there. Is that because they're being used? Or
they're being housed in those locations that are then being blown up?
And well, like or the they're being sold on the black market.
Off.
There
exactly.
are people who are suggesting that these things, the angle here is that we are supporting Ukraine because of what's going on with the military. That's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
But there also are a number of people that say there are biolabs in Ukraine. U.S. government has apparently funded them and tried to keep this vision obscure. Now, whether you believe the Russians or not, I don't believe a damn thing the Russians say. But one of the things that they keep talking about is how we are we're facilitating biowarfare research in Ukraine, and that's all in conjunction with Big Pharma. The outfits that are doing the research are the same ones responsible. Remember I told you about the origin of Bayer? Bayer aspirin, and they own now Monsanto. Their origins came in the 1930s because their first real job, their mission in life, they'd been hired by Hitler to develop the gases that were used to exterminate the Jews. It's the same company. They changed the name from some German name to Bayer. But these are the people that are doing the research. So, you know, you don't change the stripes on a tiger. We don't understand, we don't pay attention to the connections. Most of us don't know what's going on when it comes to stuff like this. Why would you buy anything from Monsanto, anything from Bayer, given that connection? I don't understand it. But a question we need to answer is what the heck are we really doing in Ukraine? It's 10 before the hour.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Christopher Cross, wow. It's telling me it might be you. All right, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here with us from his elaborate palace in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. All right, so why are we playing the theme? That
Believe
that
it or not, that, well, that's from, that is from Tootsie,
yeah.
1982. Believe it or not, Dustin Hoffman's birthday is today, 85 years of age, August 8, 1937, 85 years old.
Most interesting things about him, his roommate in college was
Gene Hackman, right?
Yep, that's it. Gene Hackman was his roommate. They've been great friends. And I think they only did one movie together, one or two. But they didn't do a lot of movies.
I think they did Runaway Jury.
Yes.
I think they both have
right, he was the jury fixer. Basically, Hackman was a bad guy. And Hoffman was... Yeah. And John... Cusack. That was a very good movie.
Very good movie. I think it was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Hoffman was nominated, Doug, 7 times for an Oscar, won 2. Nominated and won for Rain Man, nominated one for Kramer vs. Kramer. Was nominated, Wag the Dog, Tootsie, Lenny, Midnight Cowboy, The Graduate. What a great career. I love him in Hook, also opposite Robin Williams. Yeah. It's sort of reflective that the fact that he's 85 years old. He still has a couple movies in production.
Yeah, good for him.
He's still working. Yep.
All right, Bullet Train number one this weekend, right? What's the box office total thing look like?
Bullet Train number one, $30 million. Solid opening for an R-rated action movie. That's pretty quirky. It stars Brad Pitt.
Is that why? Are people going to see Brad Pitt? Is that what they're really, what's that? That's
well, I think somewhat yes, but I also think somewhat in this case, people are just looking for something to see. It's a new product. It appeals to certain people. And it's
sexy.
And it, you know,
I've seen it described as sexy, bloody, crimey, you know, it's one of those deals. Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
Number two, DC League of Super Pets, 11.2, 45 million in 10 days. It's an okay box office for an animated movie. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, the voices. Jordan Peele's No Place third, 8.5, 98 million in 3 weeks. Thor, Love and Thunder, 7.6, 316 million. So yeah. Far, it's a good number. Minions, 7.1, 334 million, Doug, 6 weeks. That's really good. Top Gun Maverick just passed Titanic to be one of the biggest films of all time. 662 million in 11 weeks, just a 16% drop off week to week. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is amazing.
And it will make Tom Cruise, I saw something over the weekend, I think it was New York Times, says Tom Cruise will become a billionaire because of this movie.
Let's think about this. Right. How much of a blank check would Paramount Pictures write him to do a sequel to this film now?
Of course. They're on it already. You can be sure they're on it.
I'm sure he's negotiating the highest deal possible.
Of course. Why not?
I watched this movie, Prey, which is a Predator sequel that they produced for Hulu. Came out on streaming this weekend. Got a lot of good reviews. Creating good buzz. I watched it on Friday night with a couple buddies on my big TV at my ice cream parlor after hours. I got to say, it was really good. This guy, Dan Trachtenberg, who did 10 Cloverfield Lane, this guy's a really solid director. It homaged a lot of the original Arnold Schwarzenegger film and got the tone very much right. This young actress who's 25 years old, her name is Amber Midthunder. She's a Native American actress. Killed it in this movie, and this is a star-making action role for her. She's really good. I highly recommend it. If you like the Predator franchise, I love the original. I like the sequel with Danny Glover, but this one is the best Predator movie in a very, very long time. It's really good.
How is that? Does that even make sense? Listen to those words. The best.
I understand. You think it's an oxymoron, but the people who are listening that the original Predator will really dig this movie. It's good.
Speaking of not liking things, John Leguizamo. I doesn't like James Franco being cast as for the. He's not a Latino. Okay, so what is that?
But here's the thing. All right, he's played roles that are not not Latino. Listen, if you're producing a movie and it's your money, you have a right to cast who you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to know something? James Franco. Look at his picture. He looks like him.
What is it? So Leguizamo wanted to play that role? Is that why he's...
I don't think he... I think he just, you know, he just...
He's overcooking.
His opinion.
Well, but he's all over the Latino community. He's just another axe to grind. I think that it's... I think enough is enough. Okay, we hear you, pal. Don't, you know, it become a one-note samba. It's got to affect his career as much as anything else, I would think. Leguizamo. All right, Chugger, thank you. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.